I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Madison, Wisconsin. Come along and join me as we visit with Gabriella Gerhardt at the Madison Children's Museum. She's actually a grown-up.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I am fantastic, and every day is a great day at the museum.
I can tell. A big smile when I walked in and I saw on your face. Tell us about the Children's Museum. It's right in the heart of downtown, almost touching the Capitol, isn't it?
When you come to Madison, I think it's one of those places that people will tell you to go see because it's very iconic, and it's a really unique children's museum across the country.
Really? What makes it distinctive?
The thing that makes it primarily distinctive is our philosophy, where it's free play. We don't give kids instructions about how they should be using the exhibit.
So they make up their own rules.
Yeah, and so you'll see very little wording around the museum or a prescribed way to build something. We just give the materials to play and let kids play. And we also use a lot of sustainable materials, recycled materials, a lot of things that kids can also take home and do themselves.
But there's very much a learning experience, right?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, about children's museums, I think some people don't understand, is that play is such an important part of learning for young minds. It's honestly the most important part of a young child's life, especially at those super, super young ages, 0 to 5. Play is absolutely essential to them, to their brains growing and them learning.
So what a fun job for you to be around a bunch of happy camper kids.
It is fabulous. I started out here as a volunteer, and so I got to spend a lot of time on the floor with the families, seeing them explore and discover new things, and then I eventually got employed here. And so now I don't get on the floor as much, but I get to use those experiences and talk about what I saw and what I learned.
So you're involved in fundraising, right? So you're an ambassador.
Yes. Yeah, I get to talk about how the museum moves people and what it means to families and children and how much joy it brings to families in this community.
You've been here a couple of years. You've obviously seen a lot of kids come in. Where do they magnetize to? What do they love the most?
I'd say that the chickens are a real highlight of the museum. And when I say chickens, I mean literal, real chickens.
Real chickens, wow.
Yeah, we have a little colony of chickens up on the rooftop, and we have crops of baby chicks that come through. And the idea that we get to take them out and kids get to pet them and experiencing what it's like to meet those animals, those are always very popular. I'd say another big magnet is the water dome.
What is that?
The water dome is a little water sensory area in our 0 to 5 section of the museum, and so they get to splash and play and pick it with cups and pour it in other areas. And
how do the mothers feel about that one?
it's interesting because parents cannot get their kids out of there, and I think a lot of them have learned to bring an extra change of clothes so that they can experience the rest of the museum after the water dome time.
Okay, give me some more fun highlight places here.
I'd say the gerbil wheel is very iconic in the museum.
You have to describe that one.
Yeah, so it is literally a human-sized hamster wheel for adults or kids. When you get into it, and you can see through the little grating down to the floor, so it's up on the second story.
This is suspended like a story and a half in air.
Yeah, it's a little bit intimidating from below, and then you get into it, and you can kind of see through it, so I think a lot of kids and adults feel a little trepidation walking into it, and then as you roll with it, it lights up the light bulbs around the edge of it, and it is absolutely beautiful. And then I'd say our other probably most iconic piece is the Hodgepodge Mahal, which is a giant climber that is made of all of these unique found materials, an old car, giant buoys from Lake Michigan, and these wire contraptions that kids climb through. And so it looks very risky. Risk is one of our values here. We want kids to see something that makes them a little bit nervous, but that they conquer that fear and get through it. And our climber's been featured on NPR as one of the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Top 10 what?
Top 10 children's museums exhibits.
In America.
Yeah.
I love
so you'll see us on there.
Okay. Give me one more. This is great.
One more. I would say, well, I mean, one of the things about our museum, too, is that we are right in the heart of downtown Madison, like you said. So up on our rooftop is a garden. It's an outdoor garden. And on one side, you can see the lake. And on the other side, you get a beautiful view of the Capitol building. So you can see the entirety of downtown Madison from our rooftop, which is really great for kids to get that bird's eye view. And it's pretty rare to have a place in Madison where you can see both the lake view and the Capitol view.
Okay. Talk to us about a brand new exhibit you guys just opened up here.
So we have been working on an exhibit for many years about Frank Lloyd Wright. And so Frank Lloyd Wright is, he's from Madison, is very integral to...
Born and raised here.
Born and raised, and a lot of the architecture around here is from Frank Lloyd Wright. And so we've developed this, our exhibit staff worked on this exhibit for years, getting permissions from working with Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation and Taliesin. And they produced this exhibit where it's in three parts, and it's supposed to walk you through Frank's childhood as he grows up into Mr. Wright, the architect. And so you start out in Frank's bedroom, and we have some of the toys that he actually played with as a kid, these Froebel blocks and these beautiful architectural building blocks. And then you go into the time period when he grew up on a farm. And so you can clean the chicken house and, you know, milk the calf and build a wall. And then you move into his architecture studio where you can make cantilevers and draft.
Describe that, because you have actually these cool geometric blocks in the classic forms of Frank Lloyd Wright's work.
Yeah, so we have all these different types of wooden blocks. Some of them are stamped with his designs, and you can create your own architectural masterpiece. And then he used cantilevers a lot in his architecture, so we actually have a cantilever activity where you can kind of set a big, long block off to the side, but then put a cute block duck on the other side so that you can make interesting shapes, unique shapes.
Okay, one more. Stair wars.
So stairwells are something that we've been thinking a lot about at Madison Children's Museum. We're trying to get people moving and taking the stairs to get more healthy. And so we've recently designed one of our stairwells. We call it our stair trek. And it goes from the core of the earth to the cosmos. And we use children's drawings to paint all the way from our basement all the way up to our rooftop. And we also include projections and sounds.
Kids responding to it and going stair trek?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Kids really love it. And you see a lot more usage of the stairs. We're doing a second stairwell come this fall that'll have a music theme. And we're also doing stairwells around the community to bring the community into getting people enrolled in the idea of using the stairs.
I love it. Okay. Anything you want to add? Because you know all the secrets. What are you most proud of? Anything. All fair game.
I think that before I started working here, I didn't quite realize how important play was. I think in our society, we are treating play less and less as an important part of childhood, and that we really should be getting in the classroom and reading, when in actuality, playing and role play and letting kids just do what they're going to do and self-direct it, not having a parent tell them how to go about it, but just letting them take it on and learn something new, that is such an important part of childhood. And I think we forget that as we get older. And seeing, when you walk through this museum and you see the children taking the lead, walking their parents around, showing their parent how to play an exhibit, this is the way you do it, or here's how I want to create this today. It is beautiful, and it's just always a pleasure to walk in here and work here every day.
Do you notice repeat visitor kids coming back for more?
Oh my gosh, yes. We have families, we have member families that come here every week. And kids love repetition. And so they come back here and they want to see the same thing over and over again. And each time they come back, they can learn something a little bit new.
I heard something about you take something off of repairs, and they come looking for it, and they're all bummed out. You're a little goat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have to do, as you imagine, we have to do repairs when the museum is open so much. And kids, yeah, they'll be missing that one exhibit, but they get to discover something new. And then as they grow older, the exhibits that really spoke to them as a young child, they grow out of it, and they grow into something new as they get older.
Very cool. Where you're located one more time, and then a website.
We are in Madison, Wisconsin, and we're right on the Capitol Square. You can't miss us. When a triangular building on the Capitol Square. And you can find us at madisonchildrensmuseum.org. And we are also on Twitter, Instagram, @play@MCM. And we also have a Facebook.
Gabriella, thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. We've been visiting with Gabriella Gerhart at the Madison Children's Museum in the heart of downtown Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Tom Wilmer. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.